The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Jeff from Texas, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 419 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and on this show, Chris Eliopoulos and I will be taking Jackie Cabrera's suggestion, and we'll start talking about the Disney character dining experiences that you can enjoy while you're at Walt Disney World. On this show, we will start talking about the breakfasts. So let's join in. When we did our question show last week, one of the questions was from Jackie Cabrera, who's a Mickey Miler, and she wanted us to consider doing a little reporting on character dining in Walt Disney mm-hmm. World. So we're going to take a little stroll down the Disney dining avenue and talk about it. And I don't know mm-hmm. if we'll get through all the options on this show, but we're going to start because I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to be going to Walt Disney World for races and especially for the October food, wine and dine, mm-hmm. Food and wine, I should say, and races, and Mickey's Not So Scary and everything. So it might be a good thing to review it. So let's talk about what a character meal is. And a character meal is basically you go to a restaurant and there are Disney characters that will walk around and they will meet and greet the guests who are at the restaurant. You will be able to interact with them. You will be able to take photos with them. Sometimes it's the best time to really get a photo opportunity with a character because you're not in line and they actually come to you.
Yeah.
So Chris, yeah. I'm guessing that when the boys were younger, you and Audrey would take them to these character meals?
We did. For somebody that's new to this, I would say just be careful about how your children react to the characters. I know my kids when they were little got really freaked out by characters to the point where even in parades when they came by, they would like lose it. We'd have to pull them away from the sidewalks because they were just terrified of the characters. And in the case of one of our first, probably the first character meal we did, it was a breakfast at Cape May, and they had Chip and Dale as some of the characters. They don't have them now, but I remember when they came walking over, my kids dove under the table. They were not having any of this stuff. So I would make sure before you actually do the breakfast or lunch or dinner, whatever it is, make sure your kids are okay with the characters, and it'll do for a quieter, better, more enjoyable meal for you and for them. So that would be my first bit of a warning when it comes to these character meals. But yeah, so if you don't want to wait on a 45-minute line, it's great. You can have a meal and have a character, and you can choose. They have different characters at different locations, and if you want to get those, the Fab Five, usually those are most of the ones that they have at these meals. Some they'll mix up, like I said, like Chip and Dale, or you go to the castle and you see princesses or you know, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, they just like the regular characters that are out on parade, or out and for autographs and signing, they come and go. So that's the other thing you got to be careful of is your table might be next in line for Goofy and everybody wants to see Goofy. And then the handler says, sorry, time for Goofy to go and see. And so they kind of bail. I think they do know where to come back out and revisit. So don't get nervous that the character is gone for the rest of your meal. They come back out, they give them a break. And I don't know if somebody else takes over or this character, the actor in the costume will eventually come back out again.
Actor.
So.
What actor?
Whatever. What do you want to call them?
Wait a minute. Those are costumes?
I'm sorry. I totally blew the magic. Obviously the other one we did when they were kids, if you like buffets, was at the Crystal Palace, and that was the Winnie the Pooh characters. So they love those characters as well. And they tend to each time, at least that one and then Chef Mickey's, I noticed every once in a while they have like a big parade through the restaurant where I know in Chef Mickey, they kind of you wave your napkin around. They do some kind of dance or something, or at least they did for the Pooh characters over in Crystal Palace. So how many have you done, Mike? Have you done a lot of them?
Oh, my God. Over the years, a lot of them. Wow. I don't like doing them anymore because I know that there's a surcharge that comes with the meals are more expensive, and we'll get into the pricing later, but I know that the meals are more expensive because of that. I'm not sure if the food quality is that good. When I want to have a meal, it's time to relax, and having to get up and take photos and stuff. I mean, that was fine when, you know, I had my kids with me when they were smaller. But I want to get back, and I want to say something to reinforce what you said, that I think it's important for parents to test their children before they go to Walt Disney World, especially to a character dining experience. There are plenty of places outside of Walt Disney World, probably at home, Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, where maybe you can go somewhere and see how your children react to characters up close. It's really important to make sure that they're not frightened, that they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'll always remember, long, long time ago, I remember being at a character meal at the Contemporary. This was before Chef Mickey's. I forget what it was called. But there was a Chippendale breakfast hosted by Chippendale and a few other characters. And I remember sitting in the booth and waiting for eating, and there was this family that was brought in by the maitre d', and part of this family was this little girl. She must have been about 3 or 4, and she kept on screaming, "Where's Dale? Where's Dale? Where's Dale?" And the maitre mm-hmm. d' said, "Dale will be coming around, honey, don't worry." And so the little girl was standing, if you can think, she was standing on the bench of the booth. And her hands were on the table just demanding to see Dale. Oof. Well, eventually Dale showed up. But she expected Dale to be probably about 4 to 5 inches tall.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, not to be 5'5" or whatever. Sure. So she was cowering big time.
Yeah.
So that reminds me of always saying to people, to make sure that your child, your daughter, your son is okay with characters before you spend money like you never spent it before on a meal. So,
and that's the thing too, right? I mean, you're really the upcharge for a character meal is pretty big compared to just a regular meal. I mean, you thought regular prices were bad. When you see what the character dining is, it kind of makes you question yourself.
Yeah. It's
it better be worth it. You know, don't do that like newbie Disney family visiting and you know, not realizing what they're getting into. We're like, you know, forcing the kid, like, we're going to have fun and you're going to make sure you have fun or I'm going to wring it out of your neck. You know, you're going to have to realize that, you know, you got to make sure the kids are okay with this stuff, because it's going to cost you a lot of money to get frustrated and angry and not eat your breakfast or lunch or dinner.
But again, I mean, it's a great opportunity to have pictures taken with your children's favorite characters. And with that, why don't we go down the list of, at least for this show, breakfast character dining, and tell everyone where these are located and what characters are there. And maybe we can even tell them what kind of prices they'll be looking at. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just start going down the list, right? So it's, I think the first one is like 1900 Park Fair,
mm-hmm.
which is located at Disney's Grand Floridian. So you can get there from monorail or the boat from the Magic Kingdom if you needed to. And then this is one of the unique ones. So this was the characters are Mary Poppins, Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter, Tigger, and Winnie the Pooh. Kind of a mixture of characters. And it may vary because, you know, so some days it may be Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Some days it may be, you know, the Alice in Wonderland, and then sometimes Mary Poppins. So don't assume that they will be there. You know, like if you're going, I want to be there for the Mad Hatter, they may not be there that day or that time. So you got to be really careful.
I've been to that one.
And what was your thoughts?
I don't remember. I do remember it being Mary Poppins. I do remember Mary Poppins, Mad Hatter, and Tigger and Winnie. Yeah, that's been pretty much the same breakfast character crew for the last 25, 30 years. I enjoyed it. I think that the 1900 Park Fair food quality is very good. I would recommend it as long as it doesn't interrupt your budget. The price of the breakfast, I think, is almost as close to $30 per adult. Right. And I think that if your child is under 9, I think it's around maybe 18 or 20. So, right. So I think it's okay. That's a lot of money for breakfast. But if your daughter's or your son is into Winnie the Pooh, the Mad Hatter, I think that one of the things is that the only person who's really popular there is probably not Mary Poppins. It's probably Tigger or Winnie the Pooh. Don't see too many kids saying, "I want to see the Mad Hatter. I want to see the Mad Hatter."
Yeah, right.
So
they haven't been around that as much lately. So it's sort of. Yeah.
Now, if you really want to see some, we're talking top tier characters like Snow White and Cinderella, Belle, Princess Aurora, Ariel, Mary Poppins, another Mary Poppins place, or Jasmine. And this was funny because we always used to say Cinderella will never leave the Magic Kingdom, but you might be able to. I actually saw her in Epcot one time, and it was at the Akershesh Royal Banquet Hall, and that's in Epcot. Mm-hmm. And of course is it Norway?
Yep.
And that's a pretty good one to go to, especially if you have a child, especially a little girl who just loves Snow White, a Cinderella, or a Belle. I mean, it's obviously princesses because it's a princess storybook dining location. And I think this is one that I would recommend. The only issue I have is that because we're talking princesses and big time princesses, you know, top tier princesses, the price is going to be probably one of, if not the highest price for breakfast in Walt Disney World. The price for adults ranges from around 40 to maybe $46.
Wow.
Now for children between the ages of 3 and 9, it ranges from just under 25 to just under 28. So that's really expensive. So a family of 4, that's going to be close to $150 maybe for breakfast.
I was going to say, if they really want to gouge some people, they should have the Frozen characters there and raise the price to $100 a person. Then you'd see so many families going for that. They would.
Yeah.
And even anybody with a young daughter is going to want to go to the Frozen breakfast. Oh, my God, please. Yeah.
It's amazing that they haven't done it yet. Who knows?
Yeah.
They may do that. Do you want to take the next one?
Sure. The next one is the one I actually took my kids to the first time, which was the Cape May Cafe at the Beach Club. So if you're in the Epcot area, that's a good one to do. They say right now they have Minnie, Goofy, and Donald Duck. Back in the day when I was going there years ago, they had Mickey and Chip and Dale as well. So you've got like three. And I think they actually had Minnie too, I want to say. Mickey and Minnie. It's a standard breakfast. Again, these are things that's a standard, nothing exciting, nothing, you know, over the top. What's the price look like to you, Mike?
That Cape May Cafe, what's interesting about that one is that 2 years ago for the half marathon, the marathon weekend in January, Michelle and I had breakfast mm-hmm. 2 days in a row there. We got a late breakfast and we were able to walk right up and get a seating. It wasn't that bad. I mean, this is expensive for breakfast, but not that bad. The price is around $26 to $30 for right. adults, and for children, it's between $14 and $17. So, I think it's a good deal. I think that it's a really good deal, especially if you're staying there. I would recommend it if you have. Think of this too: if you have Adventures in Wonderland, think of how much you'll save there. So,
The thing was, I guess, with all of these is the breakfast ones. I mean, you got breakfast is not exactly a meal that everybody goes crazy for. Usually, you go and have a cup of coffee and a banana or something like this. So really, everybody's going for the characters for breakfast. It's not really a meal where you're going, I just have to have the food at Cape May Cafe, you know?
Right, right. There are a lot of these restaurants that used to have signature entrees or offerings, and it's not that way anymore. Right. Most of the with a few exceptions, but most of the breakfasts have pretty much the same, with a few exceptions. I think 1900 Park Fair is a little bit different. Cape May Cafe may be a little bit different, but for the most part, you're going to see your basic food stuff, and you're paying for the characters. Long time ago, Chef Mickey's was located in downtown Disney, and I remember going there, and it was just a broken down. I mean, the restaurant was on its last legs, and then they moved it to the Contemporary, and it's a very, very popular dining site because you've got the Fab Five there, you've got Mickey, you've got Minnie, you've got Pluto, you've got Goofy, you've got Donald, so that's very, very popular. Again, that's in the Contemporary.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that every time I've gone through the Contemporary in the morning, that place is packed. It's
and rocking.
Yeah, it's
that's the other thing we should mention too about you're going for a character meal. Do not expect quiet and relaxation because it gets nuts with all the kids.
Yes, yes. We talked about price, and one of the things I wanted to mention is that there are two factors that influence the price of a character meal or a meal that deals with characters. Number one, the characters appearing adds to the cost because I don't know this for certain, but I would imagine that the price that you pay for the characters being there, that's a little bit that goes towards the salary of the cast member who's portraying the character. And the other thing is that if you're having a character meal on a monorail resort, that's also going to be a little bit more. So when we're talking Chef Mickey's, we're talking we're talking breakfast of between $36 and $42 for adults, and then we're talking between $19 and $23 for children. And again, this is where I think if you have the opportunity to use your annual pass, a DVC discount, or Tables in Wonderland, this is where it really will pay off. Because, again, if you have let's say you have a family of four, and let's just use the low prices. Let's say you have two adults and a teenager. So now that's $36 a piece, which is $108 for the three. Mm-hmm. And then for the child, there's $138. So if you have Tables in Wonderland, it's $26 right off the top. So again, it's very very important to see how you can save money when you're down there.
And we did dinner there, but I think breakfast would be the same. It's a buffet, which is also something you got to factor in too. So it's one of those if I'm going to spend $40 or whatever on a meal, I'm going to make it count. I'm going to grab everything I can grab, go back four times and pay for this meal.
All right, Chris, here's a big one. I know that here's a big one for you to hit, probably the most expensive one right here. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's Cinderella's Royal Table in the Magic Kingdom itself. And it's a bit crazy. So it's the princesses are in full regalia, all hanging out. So it's Ariel, Belle, Princess Aurora, Jasmine, Snow White. And then beforehand, Cinderella will greet and give you – you'll have to take a picture with Cinderella in the Grand Hall before you go sit down. This is a big one. I know from my experience in the past trying to get it, it's one of those that you have to, like, make sure you're up first thing in the morning, ready to go and make that reservation, because they do go really, really quick, even with the price.
Yeah. Years ago, there was a guy by the name of Howie. Last name began with a D. I'm not going to mention it, but he had a series. He had some moms make the calls for guests, and they were called Howie's Angels, and they used to help people get reservations for that breakfast. It is the most expensive breakfast that you can have in Walt Disney World. And if everybody is sitting down, I will tell them what – remember, this is breakfast. This is breakfast. Mm-hmm. The adult price for this ranges from 58 that's 5'8", ladies and gentlemen, 5'8", from $58.
Good morning. Yeah. Don't eat coffee after seeing that bill.
From $58 to $64 per person, per adult. If you have a child who is 10 years old, that's how much it's going to cost, $58 for that child. Oh, but you get a pretty good deal with the children ages 3 to 9. So if you have a 3-year-old, it's only going to cost you $34 to $37 for breakfast for that 3-year-old. Now, tell me, is that kid going to eat $34 worth of food? I don't think I could eat $58.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't eat $34 worth of food.
Yeah. So it's very, very expensive. Again, at $58 is...
But it's one of those things, you know, you're in the Magic Kingdom, you're in the castle. If you're lucky enough to get a seat by the window, it's a beautiful view. You know, you get the characters, it's an interesting location. It's definitely one of those you have to do at least once in your life when you go down there, but it's definitely not something you need to go back a few times for.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, that, like you said, it's in the Magic Kingdom. So it's a, you know, it's going to be expensive. It's in the castle.
Yeah, it's a unique experience. I mean, that's what they're grabbing you for. So it's a unique experience in a cool location with all the princesses. Again, we took our kids there. At the time, they were not interested at all. I think if I took them today when they're 17, they might be a little bit more interested in the princesses, but for other reasons.
But if, you know, if you want to eat breakfast in the Magic Kingdom and you don't want to spend an arm and a leg or have to take out a mortgage, you could always go to the Crystal Palace.
They will
not have princesses there, but they'll have Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Piglet and Eeyore. And the price for that is between $24 and $30 for adults, and for the children between $14 and $18. So that's not bad, and that one's always packed because it's just a factory in there, and they move people in and out. And younger crowd, that's good. I think that when you're talking the princesses and the Cinderella's Royal Table, Chris, you're probably talking children above the ages of. I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, but it's sort of almost girl-centric, you know. It's mostly girls. So I know my boys were, like, totally disinterested about seeing the princesses when they were little. So it's definitely more for the girls in the family. Whereas, you know, when you go to Crystal Palace, you've got, you know, the Winnie the Pooh characters, which pretty much all kids or boys and girls are raised on. In their early years, but that one's a buffet too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Most of them are buffets. I think so far the only one that isn't a buffet may be the Princess Storybook Dining. I think that's family style. And Cinderella's Royal Table, I think, is also not a buffet. But most of them are.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you take us to Epcot for the next one?
Yeah, I was going to say the Garden Grill. That's the one located in the land, right?
Yes.
It's the one that's on the top floor back in that corner. And does it still rotate? It used to rotate, and you could look into what was down there. Is that true? Am I totally blanking? I thought it used to rotate.
Living off the land.
Living off the land. Yeah, whatever it is.
Living off the land.
So they have Chip and Dale, Mickey Mouse, and Pluto. I don't think I've ever been to that one. Have you?
Yes, that's actually right there with Steve and Vicky Barrett. It's fun because Steve points out the hidden Mickeys. There's still one that he's pointed out to me that I'm still not sure if I've seen it, but that's one. It's not a buffet. They bring, I believe it's family style. It's either family style or they bring you plates and you eat that way. I don't know what the food is, but again, most of this, you know, your basic food, your basic breakfast food is always going to be available. Your basic bacon, eggs, sausages, potatoes, biscuits, things like that. So it's about $30 per adult and $18 for children under nine.
But still, all these, I mean, as much as we're like, we must be so desensitized where I'm thinking breakfast at $30 is a good deal. You know, I go to my local, you know, bagel place. I get a bagel with butter and a coffee and I walk out of there for $6. We're very desensitized, but you know, hey,
what are the
it's
things?
Fun.
Oh yeah.
You know, for the kids.
So, wanted to point out again, this is not a buffet. So, there's a limit to what you have there. They've got they've got chips, sticky bun bake, which is cinnamon buns. They've got fresh fruits, got scrambled eggs, hash browns, bacon, ham steaks, Mickey waffles. Mickey waffles probably everywhere. They also have, you know, your basic juices and lemonades and all that kind of stuff. But you know, $30 and 30 and 18 for that. So that's in the Garden Grill in a theme park.
Well, why don't you take us over to Hollywood Studios?
Hollywood Studios. You know, this next one is I kind of like this one because, well, not necessarily the breakfast, but the dinner. But I've never been to this breakfast. It's at the Hollywood and Vine. It's Disney Junior Play and Dine, and this is where the young children will really enjoy it because you've got Jake of the Neverland Pirates. And how often do you see Jake?
Yeah, these are all unique right here.
Yeah, Handy Manny, Sophia the First. I know my granddaughter would love that.
Yeah.
And Doc McStuffins, you know, who takes care of all the stuffed animals. I think that that is probably a real popular breakfast. It's right around the, I mean, it's right around the corner from Hollywood Vine and, what's that call? Is it not Hollywood and Vine? That's the name of the restaurant. Hollywood Boulevard or whatever it's called.
Right.
So the price is $30 to $34 for adults and about $18 to $21 for children. I don't know if it's buffet. I don't think it is. I think it's another one where you have stuff brought to you. They have fruits and cereals and breads and pastries and frittatas and bacon, sausage, ham, potato casserole, burritos. They have a Greek yogurt bar. They have eggs and omelets made to order. So maybe it is sort of a – I mean, I know that dinner time is buffet, so my guess is that maybe this is buffet too. It's not too bad considering these are really popular, very popular characters. So the price –
especially for the young set, yeah.
Yeah, so – okay, yeah, moving on to the Animal Kingdom.
So I guess we're going to go to Ohana, huh? Is that the one we're
going
to go to?
I thought oh, you're right. We're going back to Polynesian. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where are you going? See, that's why you always miss our appointments for our restaurants.
That's why I'm in I'm in the wrong park.
You know? Yeah, you go to the wrong place. So it's at like you said, it's the Disney Polynesian Village Resort. And they've got Lilo and Stitch and Mickey Mouse and Pluto. And it's one that I've always wanted to go to, and at least for not even just breakfast, but, you know, for dinner or something like that. And I keep getting shot down by my family. But I've heard it's wonderful. Wonderful. What's the toast or something? The Tonga toast? Is that what they have over there?
Tonga toast originated at the Polynesian restaurant. It originated a long, long time ago. At a restaurant that is now where the video parlor is and where the laundry is. It used to be called Tangaroa Terrace. And Tangaroa Terrace, a long time ago, had the Tonga toast where they would have, you could have bananas in there, you could have strawberries in there, and and they moved it over to a Honda's now. So that's where you can have it. It's got have you ever been there for dinner, Chris?
Again, my family is so bad, they never like eat anything that's different. So I'm waiting for them to go so I can try all these different places I haven't been able to go to.
So have you ever eaten at Whispering Canyon?
No.
Okay.
I told you, my family is very specific. Like, I will go and eat anything. You put octopus in front of me, I'll eat it. I can't even have I can't have ketchup on my hamburger. If that place has ketchup, I'm not going. You know, that's the kind of
So at Ohana's, they will bring skillets to the table. And in these skillets, there will be all kinds of things like, scrambled eggs. There'll be fried potatoes. There'll be pork breakfast sausage links. There'll be smoked bacon, all kinds of stuff. And it's just whatever you want, you take out of the skillet, and they just keep bringing more and more back. You know, you also have the buns and things like that, the breads. It's very good. They do the same thing for dinner. The range, it's not too bad. I mean, again, it's breakfast and it's pricey, but it's Disney. It's around $28 to $30 for adults and $16 to $20 for children. And again, that price range is different because, I mean, it ranges because, you know, you may add something that is not part of the meal. You may add something extra. And I'm not sure what that is, but... But I think it's a very nice breakfast. A lot of people go there with the families and see a lot of families there, and all the non-families go to, you know, the empty nesters go to Kona for breakfast.
Right, it's a little more sedate.
Yeah, so.
All right. So where are we going off to next? Now we're going to go to the Animal Kingdom.
And I thought we were going to go to the Animal Kingdom before, but we're going to the Animal Kingdom now, and we're in the Animal Kingdom. We're going to go to one of the places that
Tusker House.
Yeah, it's a pretty good restaurant. It's in the Africa part of the Animal Kingdom, and the Tusker House restaurant is pretty interesting breakfast. I've never been there, but you've got pretty much the Fab Five. I've been there for lunch. I think I was there for lunch in August, but I was there. But they have a I mean, they've got mostly it's Donald. I mean, Donald and Daisy. And I mean, you don't see Daisy Duck too often.
You don't see Daisy a lot, right?
You see Goofy, Mickey, and Minnie, and they're dressed in safari hunter costumes. But this is where I think people should pay attention. If you want to go to a character meal where, you know, you've got people like Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and Donald Duck, and you want to. You don't want to spend too much money. This is not a bad deal. It's $29 to $30 for adults, and the children are $17 to $20. But I think that here more than any other restaurant, I think the characters come around quite often. So I think this is a really, really good deal. It's your basic breakfast. They bring it's a buffet, and one of the nice things I like about Tusker House. Have you ever eaten there, Chris? No, this is another no.
I know. It's just assume we didn't go see it. The assumption is that we have never seen it, and then move on from there.
I think that the Tusker House restaurant buffet is the is one of the higher, if not the highest quality buffets in Disney World, and I'll tell you why. One of the things I noticed is that when the chefs put out the food, they don't put a lot in the areas where people go in and grab this and grab that. They probably put maybe one third of what you're normally used to seeing. And the reason for that, I think, is that they want it to be very fresh. So I always look forward to eating there because I know that the food's going to be fresh. It's not going to be hanging around for a while. They have, you know, your basic stuff for breakfast. They've got the Mickey waffle. I mean, every place has got Mickey waffles in the scrambled eggs and the bacon sausage, breakfast potatoes, frittatas, carved meats. And they also have some of the stuff that you might see in Boma if you go to Boma for breakfast. But it's not a bad deal. I think it's one of those places that I would recommend. So that takes care of the Disney character dining meals as far as breakfast goes. And we still have more to cover. We have to talk about a brunch. Then, of course, comes lunch. And then finally, dinner, Disney character dining meal. So we'll talk about that on the next show. And maybe, just maybe, Michelle will be back and maybe she'll talk a little bit about what happened in England. Okay, so for Chris Haleopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road, in the parks, and in the restaurants.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.